From Matthew chapter 13. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears to hear listen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. When Caroline Lewis's oldest son was about a year old, one of the recommended parental activities was to teach your child sign language so that you could communicate before the child was able to speak. Being a first-time mom, Caroline was eager to try anything new, especially if it would ensure that her child would one day go to Yale, which is what she thought her goal was. So for 2 weeks, she signed more during his mealtimes. At the same time, she asked him if he wanted more of whatever delicious food was in front of him. And for 2 weeks, nothing. No reaction, just some rather confused stares, and mom giving him more anyway. So she gave up, decided there would have to be another plan for her child's future higher education. So 2 months later, he's sitting in his high chair, and she asks him if he wants more food, and he goes like this, making the symbol for more. She was shocked. And what she realized was that she was the one who had learned a lesson, that the seeds she was planting may not obviously be growing at all, and yet there could be a delayed reaction that she would never anticipate. The sower and the seeds. The parable we heard this morning is one of the kingdom parallels. Why does Jesus tell us these stories? Maybe to get us outside our box of thinking we already know how everything works. Stories like this one push us toward a concept that we can grasp, draws us in, and then we are more receptive to a message that we might not get if it was told to us straight on. The sower and the seeds. It is one of my favorite images in the Bible. The idea that God is willing to indiscriminately throw seeds into the world. God is sowing seeds everywhere, abundantly giving what we need, not deciding in advance where the seeds will land, knowing that only some will land on soil that nurtures growth, but not deciding that the only seeds that need to be planted are the ones that will bear marvelous, abundant fruit. Not deciding in advance where that fruit will grow and grow abundantly. If we were the sower in this parable, we would probably decide that we would do a risk analysis, guessing where the best and most fertile soil would be and not wasting precious seeds in places that were not as likely to thrive, thinking we know best about the fertile soil. Maybe we would decide we'd plant all our seeds in the church, in Sunday school or in worship, in Bible studies. I wonder if we think about God's seeds that grow in prisons and rehabs and hospitals, where many people have ears ready to hear what Jesus has to say. Actually, when I think about risk analysis, it's not so good. For us in the Northeast, we might not get any seeds at all compared to other parts of the country. So when we do God's work, when we are the sowers of seeds of the gospel, the good news of God's love and God's mercy, it's not our job to leave anybody out. In fact, when we try to decide who is who in this parable, we end up judging and shaming two actions that clearly get in the way of bearing abundant fruit for Jesus. But one of the challenges of this gospel's indiscriminate seed sowing is, just like the parent, we don't necessarily see the growth. We may not know if we are making a difference. Oh, sometimes we see connections and abundant growth happening, but often bearing fruit for Jesus doesn't look like the success the way the world usually defines it. I remember the story I heard a long time ago about a holy man who despaired because he thought his life had borne no fruit until an angel told him to turn around. And he began to see that the fruit of his life had come in the shadow of love that he had cast in the world. That shadow that he cast had led to transformations of hundreds of people he didn't even realize he had affected along the way. He'd sown seeds of love and hope and healing indiscriminately, and they had borne fruit he didn't even know existed. This indiscriminate sowing of seeds is one way I would describe the ministry that our church has embraced. We open our doors to everybody because we want people to experience welcome and hospitality here, because those are the seeds God calls us to plant. We plant seeds in the pictures on the walls, and the Bible verse on the bulletin board, and the fruit bowl in the lobby, and the way we treat people we meet along the way. And we send worship and music invitations to participate and pray across the internet, planting seeds wherever we can, and gladly letting God give the growth. So right after I wrote that line that I just said about planting seeds across the internet, my phone went off because I forgot to silence it before I started writing, and it was a notification. It said that somebody had shared something we did on Facebook. Now, for you that don't know Facebook, we have a page, a Pleasantville Presbyterian page, and other friends of ours can share something with their friends if they feel like it's something their friends might want to hear too. This week, we have put in things about worship and things about ASP beginning their journey. So I thought it would be one of those. I clicked, and it was a picture of a small flower growing between rocks. The sign on it that we had written down was, "Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." It's a Leonard Cohen song. And our church's caption was, "Keep shining the light." This was a post from November of 2016. The person that shared it has never been to this church in their life. They found it, and something in it made them want to share it with their friends. I am convinced we need to share God's light and love and plant seeds anywhere and everywhere. We don't know where the growth will happen. We don't know whose life will be touched in the moment it needs to be touched. But what we can do is keep spreading the seeds everywhere and anywhere we go. In Jesus' name, amen.